So I just put on the Twitter for you. You can follow me at Bracket Dan. Remember brackets, bruv?
Yeah, we should bring them back. No one's doing brackets right now.
I know. Anyway, let's see if it did it send. I wanted to wish happy birthday to former cowboy Sam Pelescu.
Okay.
And I've always told you this, and I don't know if you believe me, but I'm trying to give you visual evidence that Sam Pelescu looks just like the guy in the truck with Marky Mark in Boogie Nights, where he paid Marky Mark to pleasure himself and then beat him up.
Yeah, it's an impactful scene. But I can honestly tell you that after hearing that Brad Sham clip 1,000 times, I couldn't have told you what Sam Pelescu looked like.
But you knew Sam Pelescu was the guy that led to the Brad Sham Freudian slip.
Oh, you did?
That's all I know about him. Yeah.
It just shocked me this morning when Dan connected that, because he doesn't realize that Ray Liotta has died yet. And but he remembers the punter in that clip.
And that his last name is pronounced Liotta. We had a big controversy over that. It was a twofer where he said, Ray Liotta's dead.
He's more of a Henry Hill to me. Anyway, do you think he looks like him? Take a look.
He does, yeah.
All right. I just want that affirmation.
All right.
That's my daily affirmation. You know, it's Tuesday, so of course that means we will do Business Tuesday later in the program. But it also means that we must send up the signal. This is our weekly segment. We call it See You Next Tuesday because we're cool like that. We welcome Gordon Keith to the show.
Good to be with you. Hang Zone. Beloved Hang Zone.
Hi, Gordon. How's it going?
How are you guys doing?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Uh-oh. All right. Why does the Hang Zone seem down?
It's merely Tuesday, Gordon. Catch us on Friday and we'll be just...
shirts off.
Yeah.
Energy level is low.
Free ball Friday.
Low.
You guys should be high today. I mean, this is a... Think about what a miracle that your life even is to begin with.
Meh.
And you're alive, and you have a great job, and you're surrounded
by
friends
garage?
Making you laugh. What? Yeah, it does kind of sound like that, doesn't it? Hold on. Why am I hearing something? Yeah, I am in my garage.
That feels like it's from your end.
Yeah, it was. I turned it off. I was watching some old Kennedy speeches.
As you will do.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a fan of... So do you know who Sam Pelescu is? There's no way Gordon knows that.
Former cowboy.
But I would guess Gordon knows who the guy in the truck with Marky Mark is. Are you familiar with that scene? Boogie Nights?
In Boogie Nights? I don't know. Was it William H. Macy or something?
No. Are you just familiar with that movie and that scene? Are you a fan of that movie? Certainly. You're Gordon.
Yeah, I remember seeing it and thinking it was tense. I especially love the Sister Christian scene with the firecrackers.
Yeah, that's fun.
The scene with
fun for the family.
The scene with the guy in the truck is weird because it's not a traditional exchange of services, right?
Well, he just wants to watch.
The guy in the truck pays Marky Mark
because Marky Mark has
right. He's a, it's
the,
like
the most massive.
Yeah, it's like a trick shot thing. You know, like if you can't play on the tour anymore, you can go around and hit it 400 off the tee and people will pay to just watch. But the guy doesn't want Marky Mark to perform on him or...
Yeah, he doesn't want
to... You might even hear of sometimes people paying for them to perform on you. And they just like that. But this guy just wants to watch Marky Mark do his own bit.
Well, but it's all under the guise of wanting it. He actually wants to beat his ass because he's a...
Right.
He's a homophobe. He doesn't like the gay man.
Right. But, you know, a lot of times underneath the thin veneer of manliness there, there's a little bit of latent homosexuality.
Yeah, he did request to be the guy in the truck.
Yeah.
Because he had buddies follow him. And
take one for the team.
To help beat his ass, yeah.
Yeah.
And he did look, he was kind of breathing nice and heavy during the whole thing.
He was.
Licking his
lips. Would you ever pay anyone just to watch?
Now, the Beatles just used to do this for fun, right?
What do you mean?
Wouldn't they just sit in a room together and...
I never heard that. Are you Kemp spending
the Beatles?
How do you think
they got the name The
Beatles? I don't know what that means, but this is this is known, right, Gordon? That they would all have fun by sitting in a room and engaging in a literal circle, Jay?
Yeah.
I think Mick Jagger...
No, I've never heard that before. I don't think that's true.
I'm going to figure this out.
I've never heard that.
That's not on the list, is it, Blake?
No, that's unique.
That's a unique Kemp spin. We've just Kemp spin the Beatles. Unless you want to get John Lennon for beating his wife.
That's on there.
Here's a headline. The Beatles have been talking about Jang O together since the 60s. Subheading. Beatles fans have already known that Paul and John had, quote, wanking sessions together because apparently neither of them could shut up about it.
Wow.
So Bob and Dan met.
True.
Dump this if you have to. This is a New York Post front page with the headline. Wait a minute. I got to make sure this isn't fake. I'll read it anyways.
You getting ball sacked?
Yeah, more
fun
just to read.
The story's for real, for sure. Oh, yeah, this is a real New York Post headline. Look at that. The headline is Come Together, subheading, Beat the Meatles.
That's world class.
They were in sync.
They wrote that story just because they had the clever headline.
Yeah.
It's got to work from there.
Yeah. I mean, if you got that home run of a headline, you got to make a story out of it.
Any of your bands get down like that, Gordon, when you guys were in a little bit of a rut?
Of course. How else are you going to bond?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're in a creative dry spell, you got to come up with a way to make it wetter.
So to speak.
Now, is this because the 60s were lacking in, you know, pornography that the young man could just go grab? So they just had to...
Well, I mean,
improvise, so let's go... Yeah, it's a weird improvisation to just go grab a buddy.
I mean, yeah, I would think the other option would just be the absence of material, but if you're like, boy, there's a void
here. Memory.
There's John.
When's the last time you just went off memory?
I don't think they were looking at each other.
No, I do believe it was a dark room, they said. And they would kind of laugh during it. Yeah.
Man, that's...
I'm serious.
That's not worse, but for some reason I think it's also really bad, just because now you're just listening to the other guy.
Memory? That's a good question. Do you guys want to report back
next Last time
Tuesday?
You went off memory, Gordon.
I think that that's the most important way. I think that if you rely on visual stimuli at all times, then you start losing your abilities.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
It's also, especially if the person's dead, then you can kind of keep them alive.
Jeez.
It's a tribute.
See, I only do it off memory, and I only think of my wife.
Of course.
That's sweet.
And how she used to look before she got all fat. You know how it is.
Y'all got to quit that gag.
Because she's a bitch.
What gag?
Yeah, what's
all
the gag?
All the dissatisfied married guy gag.
Oh, okay.
treating your wife like an old bag.
Speaking of gag, I mean, what? Yeah, there's nothing there.
You could go with she stopped gagging long ago. So,
right? Yeah, that works.
You know, whatever.
Okay. I'm the writer. You know, I'll just help you.
Well, it's a room.
Sure.
The writing room, and yeah, you just one guy will pick it up.
And since we all are in the same room together, let's beetle off together.
Yeah, let's.
It's just kid stuff.
Hey, I had an actual serious question for Gordon Keith based on something I've heard on your morning program.
Yes, sir.
Might have been last week. but you were doing some kind of a story about people able to steal your something, whatever, when you plug in your phone into a public phone charger.
Yes.
So, for instance, at the airport is one I can think of readily where you could just sit down there and, oh, okay, I'll just plug in here and charge up.
Right.
You said that you actually, so apparently people can, just like at the gas stations, they could put something on that you can't even
like,
notice.
Like a skimmer, yeah.
Yeah, that'll take your credit card information when you, you know, put that into the pump. Apparently mm-hmm. there's a thing where if you just, they can put a little device, and if you put your phone in to plug it in or to charge, it can take your information from your phone.
Right.
And you said you have something to combat that. And I am interested.
So, yeah, you can go online and it's like a, you'd call it like a data blocker, I think it's called. And you plug it in to the, you know, charging USB port and you plug your cord into it. And it only allows power to come through there. It disables the data portion of the USB cable.
This really exists, huh? People yeah, actually do mm-hmm. that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I never trust airport charging stations or like when you're in a hotel room.
Jake was at a concert recently and saw like a tent for just charging. Right?
Yeah, right next to the Narcan tent was a tent where you could rent a charge for an hour for $20.
Yeah, you ought to get one of these things. I think it's like, you know, $4 or something like that.
USB power blocker on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. You find it yet?
Yeah, so you have this.
I do. Yeah, I have a whole host of them. I have about half a dozen of them in every bag that I travel with.
Gordon is also a full-time VPN guy, right? So you're locked down.
You know, I have to toggle the VPN on and off depending on whether or not a website blocks it because it somehow detects that it's a VPN. I don't get how it does that, but it does, and it's frustrating.
What is that?
But yeah, I need to do the whole home router-based VPN, and I haven't quite done that, so I just have it on individual devices.
I want to get my home network situation squared away. I know nothing.
Dude, it's a beating. I have one of those...
You have a mesh router or a mesh repeater thing,
the
right?
The Eero, yeah. E-E-R-O. And so, yeah, it'll pick up a signal and then send it throughout the house. But as Blake will confirm, because Blake's my tech guy, if you mess with anything with it at all, then it messes up all of your, you know, your TVs that you do streaming on and just everything now is, you know, the pool cleaner is now wireless.
Whoa.
You know. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just a guy who sits out in the back, but if prompted, he will then start cleaning the pool. No, I mean, everything is now going through the router at my house, and if something is a little bit off, you know, it's like the ecosystem of your house. If you remove mosquitoes, then all of a sudden, you know, a whole species dies.
Do you separate out all your appliances and all your Wi-Fi devices, put them on a guest network where they don't have access to each other?
I wouldn't even know where to begin if you told me to do that. That is a thing?
Yeah. Don't put them on your main Wi-Fi network. You put them on, like, the guest network where they can't
What's a guest network?
Communicate with all the other issues. All the other... What's that?
Why?
You don't have a guest network?
No,
on
I don't
Wi-Fi?
Know. I have no idea what that is.
I don't either.
I use mine for my gaming setup. Only my Xbox goes to that router.
Do you have to pay extra?
Video
it's
games.
Just a router?
Why? So it's faster?
Yeah, I don't want anything else bogging it down.
Okay.
Gotta keep that ping low.
Is there an added monthly charge for a guest network?
No, it's okay. On your router. Your router has probably two guest networks.
Okay.
So we just have to be able to figure out how to...
Yeah,
activated.
How often do you guys go in, configure your router, make sure the firmware is updated and all that?
I think I've only done it once, and it was because I had a problem, and they said, while you're here, let's do this. You know, the person on the other end of the phone. But no, as a matter of course, not at all.
How often do you guys back up your entire computer?
Every couple weeks.
Yeah, I used to be once a month, and it's probably every 4 or 5 months now.
Okay, I'm more like Gordon, because it'll pop up and tell me to do it, and then I'll do it.
Well, we're talking about but, hard backup, right? Not yeah. cloud, yeah.
You know, Corby never does it.
Like I would have never guessed
if his computer breaks, yeah. he just loses everything he's had for the past 5 years.
And it will
years.
Affect him none.
Actually, he keeps a computer for like a decade.
Yeah.
So he'll lose everything he's had for the last decade and just walk in the next day like, eh, whatever, here's my new one.
Yeah.
And start
That's
over.
That's what's
and,
great about Corby.
And won't care. And I'm always so worried, like before I go on vacation or if I'm, yeah, if we're leaving town, for sure I'm going to back everything up just in case something happens. And nothing's ever happened.
Yeah. Well, you're smart. I have had something happen on vacation. There was one time at training camp where I spilled like a tumbler of coffee onto my laptop.
I remember that.
I know. And I had to run out and buy a new one. But thankfully, I backed it up because before a trip, always back up.
Always back up.
Back up.
Mm-hmm.
McCartney explains in the interview that they were over at John's house and it was just a group of us. Instead of getting roaring drunk and partying, I don't even know if we were staying over there or anything. We were all just in these chairs. The lights were out and somebody started mastering. So we all did. That they were said they were calling out names to inspire them. We were just like, Brigitte Bardot, woo, McCartney says.
That's a good one.
And then everyone would thrash a bit more. Until at least thrash. One of them, the one you would perhaps expect, opted for disruption over stimulation. I think it was John who sort of said, Winston Churchill.
Ah, the prankster, John.
Yeah. There you go.
That's awesome.
I don't want to know that about the Beatles.
Oh, you were more comfortable just knowing about the whole wife beating thing. That's when you were kind of in your
That I can deal with. But this other thing you're talking about, I mean, that's just that's next level evil.
You're not that guy,
Gordon. Any parting shots? You want to rip anyone?
No, I don't want to rip anyone, but I do want to promote something. On the Thursday night Twitch stream at 7:30, we're going to have a game show.
Whoa.
And we're going to have two notable ticket personalities that will be competing for fantastic prizes.
Okay, Monty versus who?
No, hold on. Let's just ask.
I already know it's Monty.
How many legs total in the competition?
Three.
Yeah, okay.
Will Monty have a shirt on?
So if I can get, I'll have these three legs, and then if I can also book Greg Olson, I'll have six legs.
How long do you do that? Like how many?
I do it for an hour. I do it for an hour every Thursday. Sometimes it goes over like an hour 15, but
I was wondering,
about 3 to an hour.
Should we start doing a Twitch stream Thursday nights? I mean, we make it like the old NBC. So it's like, what did they used
like
to call
a battle.
That? No, not Must against
TV.
You. Don't want to go against you. We'll call it an evening, and
different
so ticket
like,
guys.
You get like ER and NYPD Blue.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Power
a whole block
evening.
Of programming.
Yeah, every
like
Thursday
this.
Night it's a.
Ooh, you know what I'm thinking already? Crossover event.
Oh yeah, then at one
night,
time we'll join
very
each other.
Special.
Yeah. Chicago Fire, PD,
yeah.
Sanitation. Yeah, let's do it.
Would you guys? I'm here to formally invite you guys to come on the Twitch stream sometime. Not this week because we had a game show. But what about the week after that? Will one or both of you appear on my Twitch stream?
You know, we're going to have to look at our calendars.
The week after that, Gordon, a big sports event, the NFL draft, that Thursday night. But
I'll do it that night.
After that,
what
no,
and draft?
Wait for me. I want to
no,
do it together.
Dan and I'll do a Twitch draft preview or review. I think that'll be really
sure. okay.
edifying
could
for
we
the P1s.
We could have the ticket on in the background and
right.
be reviewing Norm's work.
Yeah. Sure. And then after that, after we review the draft picks that the teams made, then we'll have a Beatle session.
On camera.
Yeah, on camera. It'll just be us staring straight into the
yeah,
webcam.
Yeah, just the upper portion
of faces
of
determination.
Yeah, it won't be
yeah,
the
you
whole...
Just see quivering shoulders and faces
sweats.
Of determination, and just every once in a while, one of us yells out a random name.
Dan starts doing the eye roll thing.
Yeah.
That's great.
Dan's eyes rolling back in his head as he goes, Garibals, Garibals.
Oh, all right. Now, is it a race or a... I guess we'll
it's
determine
a timed
this.
Event.
You're going to have to tune in to find out.
Yeah.
Everybody, this has been another edition of See You Next Tuesday with our friend Gordon Keith. I think this week's topic matter was very, very tame.
Yeah, helpful. Thursday night at 7.
Yeah, tune in to Gordon.
7. Twitch.
He wants to promote Twitch. Things that are not this station.
.tv/actualGordonKeith.
Horny. All right, Gordon.